Michael Jackson, a Tlingit carver from Cake, Alaska, traces his roots to tribal peacemakers, a tradition he keeps alive today. He and his grandson, Shawan Jackson, stopped at a StoryCorps booth to talk. Shawan came armed with questions for his grandfather.
Where did you get your Tlingit name from?
Kaush was Tommy T. Jackson, who was great, great, great Johnny C. Jackson's brother. And he was the last canoe carver in Cake. He carved a canoe, a little spruce canoe, when I was born. And I remember paddling it around in front of town. It was carved and steamed out, so it was real stable. When I was born, he came to the house, and since I'm from the same clan as him, Mom and Dad accepted his name, Kaush. I finally found out the meaning of it. And it's interesting that I got that name because it's the sound of when the killer whale jumps out of the water. You ever see the big whales jump out of the water? And they make that Kaush. So the Tlingit interpretation of it is that I am the person that softens the fall of the killer whale, which is you, that's your clan, meaning that I'm what's called an Akani for you. The reason why I say that I am an Akani for you is that your Papa Tommy told me a lot of the history of your clan, and he knew before you were here, or even before I married your ma, your Grandma Edna, that I was going to be a caretaker for information for you when you're growing up. You also have, first one when you were born, your great-grandma Nan gave you a name when you were just appearing out of your mom. It's Kuyas. And in Haida, that means precious one.
Michael Jackson's stories are part of the StoryCorps Alaska Project, a six-month effort to collect and share the voices of Alaskans. Jackson's stories, along with others, will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.